Wir beginnen gerade da, sag das noch so da, wo, wir beginnen mal da, wir beginnen das Maas, wir beginnen das die Gemara, und der Maas ne Kasha Sefer, which this is going on the words of the Gemara, obviously with this Mechleges by Padre and Maas, which the Gemara had asked from the Reisha on Bapada. Bapada says, what do you mean? Look at the Sefer. It says that if you do the Geluach on the Yom Shloshim, so then you do the Geluach on the second one, on the second one, meaning you're going to be Yoytzim. So, oh, that supports him. What are you going to do? The ratio thing was says Bishlem. Now the Gemara says, Rav Master, that, oh, now Kasha is safe, as the Gemara, as Tyson explained, the Ketani, because we learned, Tim Gilach, Rishon, Yom Shloshim, that if you did the haircut on the first one on day 30, what are you talking about? Amad Yom Shloshim, Masa Geluchi, is he on day 30, you can do it. What do you mean, according to him? You can't. Can't be. It has to be 30 days. You're still in the middle of the Naziris. Now we continue with the words of the Gemara. Rav Master, Masa says, Seifa Yom Shloshim, Oil Lekan Lekan. Day 30 works for either way. Pirish. As Maram Ransberg changes the gears and he says, Mishum Hachi, therefore, in Gilach Bidishan Yim Lamed. If you do the haircut on day 30, you can be the Yotz, you can be Yotz, Mishum Yim Lamed, Yeshlaim, and Mikhtasim Kakule. Day 30, yeah, of course it has to be 30 days. But part of it is like the whole thing. Well, Mikhtasim, the Naziris, Rishayna, and some of it worked for the first Naziris. He'll go, but the Yotz, therefore, after the fact that you're Yotz. But, look at Chilibin Lamed Alf Yam. Initially, you need to have 31 days, because the Meshach Naziris, Leshem Yoyim, because yes, the extent of the Naziris is like a Masa that is for 30 days. Because Shonam Eresh, like we explained also in the first halach of the Resha. Masha Megalech, Shnei, look at Chilibin Shahishim. So, how could you initially be going ahead and doing the second haircut on day 60? Mishum the Seif Seif, or the gears of the Seif Yoyim, because the end of the day of day 30, Oilas Chalas Nazir Shani, works for the beginning of the second Naziris. Mida Hava, all the Mekab Naziris Machad Ziyam, just like someone who accepts Naziris halfway through the day, Nimtza, the Yom Shleishim, Havlas Chalas Nazir Shani, and it comes out that day 30 is therefore the beginning of the second Naziris, Lacha Megalech, Shnei, look at Chilibin Shahishim, therefore you could initially go ahead and do the second haircut on day 60. Then Taisa explains the parakla of Masnam. The question under Masnam Weber is, my kamash montana. Now the Gemara's question is, wait a second, so what's the Tana actually teaching us over here? Don't make same kakuloi, that because part of this is like the whole thing. Hamanesh Shemile, what do you mean? That we written there for the first halacha. The time we learn, Misha Marin knows the Simsa Laman knows the Megalechim Shleshim Echad takes here day 31. And we said, Megalechim Shleshim and Yatsa Ebi did here day 30 is a village obligation. Me Tom. What's the reason? Make same kakuloi. Because part of this is like the whole thing. So this is a question of Lurav Masnam. Mishan the Gemara answers, no. The Mereisha Leishamin, and what we know from the Reisha, is El Demiksa Yim Shleishim Oibloi Lanziris Achash Anoda. Yeah, part of day 30 is going to fulfill for the Naziris, Lanziris Achash Anoda, if he took one Naziris. So at the end, yeah, part of day will be like the whole thing. Of the base Naziris, but between Naziris, can we say, like the Halacha, the Seifer, that Shoyal Tchil Shleishim Yim Leseif Naziris Reisha, which is the Chiddush, that we're saying that the beginning of day 30 is going to work for the end of the first Naziris. As some have added on to the words, v'soifa yon l'tchiz nazir sheni, and the end of the day for the beginning of the second series, the end, which is lekan or lekan either way. Oh, that lawyer about it would say maybe not, and that's the chiddush we're learning here from the seif. Then says, Toys, I'm beginning to say, wait a second, you're asking only Rav Masnam, well, about Pada Nami Tikshu, you could ask the same question according to Rav Pada. My commercial, what's this teaching us? The Eos Lashmin that's coming to teach us, the Megillah Korshon Yim Shleshim, the Yatsev, the Hikran Day 30, for the obligation of Rashi Ketan Labed, whether it is written learned explicitly in the first Allah, Megillah Yim Shleshim, Yatsev, we already said this. When there was Toma 1 Nazir, not this kiss between Nazir, it said, we take Hikran Day 30 for the obligation. So, Chlemel about Pada Nami, Ika Chidish Beseifa, my Dilemma Shemin Rashi, you have to say about Pada also, there's a Chidish in the Seba that you don't know from the Rashi. The Ktani we learned, the Megillah Rashon Yim Shleshim, that if you do the Hikra, the first one on day 30, the Megillah Rashon Yim Shishim Likit Chilbe, you could initially do ahead the second one on day 60, the Nazir Shani, Hiskalim Liam Lamed, that was saying that the second Nazir started on day 30, Achatekalachal Sushainim, after the first haircut, for Kamash Malam, we're coming to tell you, that the end of that day, Nazir Sheni is already starting the second Nazir's. Nimza comes out, Kiyam Shishim, that day 60, Habashleshim Echelas Chos Nazir Sheni is going to be day 31 from the second Nazir's. Aye, Bavakav, Glemin Mixes Yim Kukul Barpado, even though we don't say part of the day is like the whole day according to Barpado, Biyam Shleshim, on day 30, Lash Nazir's Abba to complete the Nazir's that pass. But Maidu, the Mixes Hayoim, but yes, you're right, but he agrees at least that part of the day, Mahal Haskel Nazir Sheni, he agrees to that in the beginning part, to start the second Naziris, that you will see Mixim Kikule, Midi, the Hava, I keep on the Naziris, a little bit just like we find by someone who takes acceptance Naziris halfway through the day, the Pshid Dolo Liam Shom, the Shot's going to be considered as a whole day. But all the Shomin the Manasha that we don't know from the Rashi, but there is some novelty here, according to Bapada too. The Sagadite that we were supposed to take Shanosik Ben Naziris, it's only when you were not previously engaged in Naziris, but Nikol Chot Naziris, and this is recognized to everyone in Naziris, Azab Mixas Kikula Bet Chazis, then Bapada would hold. The beginning is like the whole thing for the beginning of Naziris. Avlocha Babay did not have Naziris at Chatzayoyim, that you already had been doing a different Naziris until halfway through the day. Emily Yala would say, what doesn't work? Then in Nikkei, it's not recognizable. Kamash, when that's what we're coming to tell you that it does. Some take out the next Divrei Maskil, Megillah Yim Shishim, Chasa Echad Yotza. that if you took Hikran on day 59, a filk obligation, because Shem Lamed Oilim in the Minyan, because day 30 counts in the Minyan, Kalem Lakan Lakan, in other words, either way, for the first one, for the second one. Then the next test must begin with the Gemara, it's now we learn the Mishnah, Megillah, Yem Shishu, Vachas Echad, Yotzah, to take Hikran on day 59, you filk obligation, so the Gemara says, Bishlam, Mas, and Nichu, Yansak, where the Mas makes sense, Pirsh, the test explains. Shatan, the Tzorch, Lashmi, Inon, Veloimah, meaning, what does it mean it makes sense according to Nich or Masna? The Tana to tell us the Yom Lamed Oy Lekan Lekan, the day 30 will work for either one of them. Should it take Lachas or Shoyin Yisabi Yom Lamed, because the haircut of the first one was on day 30. Bechid take Lachas Shnei, so did the second haircut, Shoyin Yisabi Yom Shishim Chaza Echad, which on day 59, he beyem Shetim San Zeyas Yom Lamed, Shegilach by Bereshayin. It's day 30 from the day that he had taken the haircut of the first one. Lekach Tzach Litin Tam, Lidvada Velayimah, therefore the Tana had to explain and say, Shayim Lamed, Oilam and Minyan, the day 30 is going to be counted. Kalim Lakan Lakan for either one. As continue, however, with the words of the Gemara, Lebapad, Lamali, but according to what he needs for, I mean, the Meshach Nazir was Choftes, he said the extent of the Zir is all 29 days. As Tayse explained, Lamali Latan, Lahar, Litan Tamil Rabbis, so why did time to be lengthy and explain his words? Shayim Lamed, Oilam and Minyan, oh, because day 30 is going to be counted. What do you mean? Havadi called the Kalachas, his Bim Shleshim. What do you mean? All haircuts are on day 30. But of course, you're going to be after the fact. Because you don't only need 29 days. Why do I need to explain that in the minion? So that's not why. It's because you only need 29, not 30. So now we continue next day to the master, the beginning of the Gemara. How do I tell you? You're right. This is actually where I'm relying on. Kalam, in other words, Tosis says, Mekan in the Mandakta, for me, is where I infer the Meshach Nazir is Choftesim, that the Nazir is 29 days. Because this is actually what the text is telling us. The Yom Shleshim, Oilam and Minyan, because day 30 is counted. The Mashma, as Tosis says, what's the inference? Where's Bapad getting his Shita from? Sounds like the Oilam Minyan Acharin, that accounts for the last counting. And the Girsa takes that, not Alma, but Ella. Ella, de ain't oil minyan rishon, but it doesn't count for the first counting. Kaniskele Elik, we said that he doesn't hold mixim kikole at the end, he only holds it in the beginning. And the Kibin the Tan and the Girsa says, Einoi mekel boy kol kach. Since the Tan is not so lenient regarding Lachshav Yom Likan, Likan, the consider it either one, meaning he's explaining why it can't be. Because the Tan wouldn't be so lenient to say that they'll say it's mixim kikuli for both ones, the one that just finished, the one that's starting. If it's only working for the second one, not for the first one, wait a second, so it's not working for the first one, so how does it work? Because they're not saying it's 30 days through the mixim kikuli, because you only need to have 29 days. That's how Bapada is sourcing it from over here. Next test must have begun with the words, the Gemara, Nitma Yim Lamed. Comes time on day 30. So you start cult, so that demolishes the whole Nazirs. So the Gemara said, Bishlam of Masanicha, we understand Grand Masan, that makes sense. As Tais explains, Pirish, in other words, Janit Mabatech Nazir, because it became time during your Nazirs, because you didn't fill the quota of 30 days, so of course it makes sense. But that says, Vakasha, difficult, because the Masna mean Nicha, Grand Masna really makes sense. Hamid Leil, but the Grand previously said, Masna, Grand Masna, the time to come, according to the time to make some coolie that we see part of the days like the whole day, and if that's the case, Kiyos makes this Yem, when you already did part of the day, Nishlam Yem Nazirusa, you already finished the Nazirs of Laisel Zamet, so Zion, so only demolish seven. Because before you wrote your kabbans, you finished, but you didn't finish the whole procedure, then it's 7 days. Because partially you have to become tar before you bring your kabbans. But here you're done already, because it makes him a kikul. What do you mean you didn't finish? Yeshua says, what you can say is, Kiyam, it makes him a kikul. When do we say part of the day is like the whole day, Hain, Leitin, Tagalach, and Babas, Kabbanah? So that's regarding for the hair cutting and for bringing the kabbanas. That is the Megillah B'yam Shloshim. If you take a haircut on day 30, but yet after the fact, you fill the obligation. Im Leitin, but you did not become tummy. But if it became Tomei day 30, couldn't take Lachas before you took the haircut, Babos, come and bring the Karbanas, Loimin Mitzim Kukuloi. We won't say it's like part of this, like the whole Lachshav Kanit Mim Shlosh, as if considered as if he became Tomei day 31. Elevade Nitmanism, and this says a call, of course, that his Nasir is Lamaisi didn't finish. He became Tomei and therefore demolishes everything. Kivit Lahishlam called Nizaraz with the Rab Tarad because he did not finish his whole Nazir in the state of purity. Then it's a time to say, Tikshul Rab Masanami, Hodl Kaman Babu Perik, what do you mean? Can I ask under Masnam? Was brought later on that parak that now we learn the Mishnah. Rein nozim if someone says I'm nozim 100 days, so Allah is a nit meyem meyah says I could become tamei day 100. It demolishes everything. Meyav echad if he became tamei day 101 says lamayem demolishes 30 days. Fakteis is b'mai. Why is that? On nishal nizli if it finished in zeros. I feel like a master could a master at least elzayin should only demolish seven. Someone says what you can say is dochanam kama. You're right. That is bishul of master nicha. According to master makes sense. Bein reisha. Meaning our halach over here, the nitma yom shleishim comes to day 30. This is called medin taira, where okay, that's biblical makes sense because he didn't finish in the ziras; it have to be 30 days. V'seifa, which Taisa was just asking from, diktoni nitma yom echad, the later mishnah that says become day 101. The comma that the mishnah says over there says shem yom that it amounts to 30 days. After the finish of the women, the ziras already finished. Oh yeah, but they have the rabban that's from rabbinic law. The reason they should yom echad because day 101 should yom abos kavanaz, the day that you bring your kabanas. So that's confusing. It looks like you're still in your Nazir. So Gazrin, Otter Yom Shleshim, with the guys or Otter Kays, when you might be on day 30, which is also very similar, because the Sam Nazir is from Natar, because the generic Nazir is biblical. The Hasam Saiser, where he demolishes Kol Shleshim Yom Lafrayim, and the entire old 30 days is retroactive from biblical law. So the guys are even by day 101. Now, according to Masna, makes sense. Bein Reisha, Bein Seifa. This mission will be here, and the mission will be there, because the priest, like we already explained. Venera would seem to be Yom Shleshim Echad, says Taisir, just parenthetical, that day 31, Name Seisir Kol Shleshim, would also demolish all 30 days, Otri Yom Shleshim, due to the confusion with the case of day 30, because it seems just like 101, which is the day after when you bring Kabbans, Bachamash will come on. So it sounds like this later on, the Kabbans of the Gemara says, the Lamba Echad, says I call that, come to my day 31, it demolishes everything. But as we continue with Zigmaro, because we're going to Pad, it's difficult. As Chase explains, as he just introduced the Sefer, the Mishnah later on with 100, 101, the Bein Reisha, Bein Sefer, according to Pad, both over here and over there is difficult. I say, Shleshim Yom, why is demolishing 30 days? Bein Shleshim Yom, Shleshim, we've become to Mayday 30. Bein Shleshim Yom, Mayday, we've become to Mayday 101. Initial Nidral Gamma, we totally finish your Nidral totally. It's pushing for him to say the Chinit Yom Shleshim, oh, we're coming to Mayday 30, so it's Jabbanan, it's going to be demolishing all from Ben Nigalom. Weird. Binically, we make you do Nazir 30 days. Give me a little bit of Hadlok. We said previously about Hadlok that everybody holds 29, but he holds Binically, we have to do 30 days. Even if you try to answer that, the problem is the slave said, Nit Yem Samach Alf, the gear says Kuf Alf. When you become to me the 101, we explained, as we had to say for a master before, we said 101 is really Gzer Atu Shleshim. But how could you say the 101 is Atu Yem Lamed, given he Gubid Rabbanim? Yom Lamed, according to Bapada, is itself rabbinic. You're not going to make a rabbinic for rabbinic. So therefore, that's difficult. Shan the Gemara answers, this quotes from the words of the Gemara, Amlech Bapada, Bapada will tell you, Seifa Kabasi. I mean, look at the Seifas, like me. The Tani, where we learned, it says, Rabbi Lezom, he says, you're right. Day 30 is only going to mouse only 7 days. Piddish, as Tosh explains, in a Seisiklam affair in Israel. It's not going to retroactively undo his whole Nazir. It's the Hashlam Nazir B'chav Tesiyam. Or in biblical, you finished your Nazir on day 29, according to Bapada. Now, when you come to day 30, Saisim Yazan, yes, Rabbi Blaz is saying it's going to demolish 7 days. Simply, you can't bring your Kabbanis until you purify from the Tumah. You have to get sprayed from the Ash of Paraduma day 3 days. Simply, you can bring his Kabbanis in a state of purity. But that's what it means, it demolishes 7 days. He's not allowed to drink wine and become Tummy Tamesim until he brings his Kabbanis. And then it's different than being to say, I cut the Bapada, but still, wait a second, Bapada. Shavuot Rabban, Babi Kabbalaza. What's he bringing right from the Sefer Rambaleza? But that's Rambaleza. We rule like the Rabban. Why would he bring right from Leza? But Shlomo Tosfos, what you can say is like this: the Bapad is really Bapad to hell. The Rambaleza, from the fact that Rambaleza holds Meshach Nazir is Chof Tosiyam that extend the Nazir is 29 days. Yes, Hachanam Rabban also agree. The Meshach Nazir is Loyashkach on the plea. We don't find him anywhere disagreeing regarding the extent of the Nazir. Elamis Tir only regarding how much he's going to demolish. And that is because Rabbi Leza ain't a seisa l'sheva. He holds it's only you can demolish 7. Rabban Shleishim, Rabban 30. I the seisa l'sheva Rabbanim. Why would it? If everyone holds it 29 days, why would it demolish 30 con Rabban? In Elam Rabbanim, you're right. That's only rabbinic because the gzeirah Rabbanim, this rabbinic decree. Hechadam and Nazirus time. When you say unspecific Nazirus, or Hechadam Shleishim Shlom, because even though you're right, it's only 29 days according to my pad. That's explained. Everyone holds like that, but it's very confusing with when you might say a round number like 30. Where if you really said 30 does about this says I call a kalam, then according to everyone it would be says everything. Don't admit we're talking in Nizir because you became tummy during your days of Nizirs. Rabbi Lazar like Gazer, Rabbi Lazar wasn't Gazer. Like Achin says, therefore it's only going to demolish 7 days. Aye, but says Tosfos, why did it come on? What do you do with the sefer later on? The Nidbi Yemei Ve'echad. If you become tummy the 101, the sefer shleishim, that you're going to demolish 30, which Tosfos just previously said that well that's difficult. That would be Rabban Rabbanan. So it says to Tzarech Litzchus, what you have to push, Lebapad, Belemet, according to Bapad, you have to say, Dohanam Drabban, yes, that's also Drabban, but I, isn't that Gzer Legzer? No, because Kulachad Gzer, it's all considered one decree. Because the Ileha, Lekamah, if you don't keep this one of 101, you're not going to have this one of 30. Because the Mleister Shleshim, Kishnet Yem Kabav, you're not going to march 30 days when you become Tomei 101, which is very similar, because when you bring Kabbanis, you buy Lemme Kemai Kain, they're going to come to say the same thing, oh, Shleshim, Kishnet Yem Shleshim, you shouldn't demolish 30 when you become Tomei 30, because that's also really only 29, there's 30. So therefore, you have to keep it, it's all considered one. As long as there, and therefore, that would be the point that they're disagreeing about.